Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
And one of my favorite toys, getting away from the air compressor noise in the shop, why not? Electric! Yes, electric power tools in the shop. The noise of the air compressor running. Burning electricity. Well, I have to charge my batteries on my toys here. But yes, the air hose is leaking constantly. The hose in the way. Anyway, I know you're doing it. If you're not, go ahead. Start buying those cordless controlled air impact guns, 3/8, half inch, folks. Just do it. See, that's how we start off the hour right here. Our world is an auto world tip. AW tip. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host since 1992. Been around a couple, two, three days here behind the silver microphone. Good to have you today. Sitting riding shotgun with me. Thanks for taking your time out of your life for having some fun with me. That's what it's all about. Today on Auto World, the abandoned airplane hangar that has, well, it was full of and still is full of Halloween treats. Abandoned airplane hangar. That must be a lot of candy corn. We're going to find out this hour up on Auto World. And I have some brake light trivia for you. Yes, the history behind the brake light. Something we might all take for granted until you, whoops, do not text. But some of you have been texting and sliding into me and hitting me in the rear. You didn't see my brake lights on? Uh-huh. And I know some of you are now crossing state lines. Because I have facts that you're going to find out today about. I have the top 10 most expensive and least expensive U.S. cities to buy a used car. This is the last hour this week for Auto World, so we're going to go right up. We got Dougie, the five-stick Delahaye drummer in the house. Woo! He's going to do the drum roll for us. And we have, that's for the number 5432 and... Winner, winner, chicken dinner right there. Also, we're going up the list for the 25 best-selling vehicles of 2023. This hour, 5432 and winner, winner, chicken dinner right there. Get ready, Dougie. Not yet, though. He likes stop poking me with the sticks. Ah, I tell you. Anyway. And in the house also, we've got in the house, Eddie, the engine emailer. We're going to go to the email bag whenever I hear the Hugo horn. Yes, he's got a new little toy over there. Not yet. We're in the monologue part of the show there, Eddie. We don't do the Hugo horn yet. Not yet. Just be patient. Okay. And I've got trivia for you. In fact, let's just start this hour off right now with the Auto World trivia. It's always fun to learn about the past because the past is the future. What happened... And this week, back in the future of the automotive history. Yes, what happened on this week in automotive history? Well, folks, it was October 1993. The 1 millionth Toyota Camry was sold. 1 millionth Toyota Camry was sold back in October 1993. Now, my calculator's broke. It was on fire last time I tried to figure out how many catalytic converters have been stolen, and I had to get a new calculator, but I haven't yet. So I need to get a calculator because, let me just put it this way, it literally burned up my calculator calculating how many catalytic converters have been stolen over the last 3 years. But anyway, if you take the year that you're living in right now, 2023, and you do minus 1993, I think you come up with, that's a lot of Toyota Camrys. Folks, you like them. But remember, Auto World right here, 47 plus years, ASC certified master technician, I can help you with the Toyota Camry problem. I know you've got a little bit of noise there somewhere underneath the hood. One thing that we're going to talk about that I know the 1993, you say you still have it. That's my point. You still have that same brand and model, do you? How did you do that over all these years? And by the way, I do not know what the person who bought the 1,000,000th Toyota Camry back in October of 1993, I do not know Stacy emails. What did they get for a gift? Stacy, thank you. She's listening to me right here on KBOI News Talk, KBOI AM 670, also 93.1 FM. Thanks, Stacy. Appreciate it. She wants to know what they got. I don't know. I don't know, Stacy, what they got, if they even got a gift. But wouldn't that's like hitting the lottery. I think they should have put the person in the news. You bought the 1,000,000th Toyota Camry back in 1993. Anyway, thanks, Stacy. I do have a gift for you, though, Stacy. No, it's not a Toyota Camry. That costs money. No. Anyway, we're going to have a good show today. Just like that, Stacy, AutoWorldRadio, Yahoo.com. That's our email, folks. Join in. Please do. 855-660-4261 is the number has been with since 1992. 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Take your call. This is how we do it. Trivia right off the bat with an email right off the bat, too. Awesome. Now, crossing straight lines. Yes. Oh, at the end of this program, I have a word with Mark. And this word means everything to all of us at all times. It's concerning Auto World, your Auto World and life. And that's what I like to keep you thinking about, because it's a big, big world of autos out there, and you're living it. Yes, you are. Now, you know, when it gets right down to it, and it does get down to, you know, maintenance on a car, doesn't it? Yeah. And, you know, a lot of us kind of put this one off. We really do. What is it? I keep getting a lot of emails, which that's what I ask for you folks to deliver at AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. Thank you. These emails are coming in. I want to do kind of a bulk answer here to help all of you that's emailed me concerning this question this time of year. Eddie, how many did we get? Really? Okay. I got over 100. You said over 100? He's got a 1 and 2 zeros up in his hands. He's got 2 hands and they're working good. Over 100 of you asked about, when should I change my coolant? That is an excellent question this time of year. Coolant / it's known as antifreeze. Antifreeze. Bingo. You do not want to freeze your engine block. It will still crack like the old days. Remember that one make and model, that brand? Chevrolet Vega. Yes. Oh, yes, the Chevrolet Vega. Crack the block, crack the head, goodbye to it. Let's not go there. That was yesteryear's. But the past does let you know what the future is. So if you did not change your antifreeze and coolant and keep it up to par, I'm going to give you some numbers, 60% antifreeze, 40% water, or today you can buy it already pre-diluted in the jug. Please do that, pre-diluted. But really, when do you really change it? Does your engine coolant go bad? Yes, it does. Antifreeze goes bad, folks. It's not only a coolant device to keep your engine and heads cool, but it's also a lubricant. That's right. Barnacles. Barnacles. Now, I want to advise you, you change your coolant about every 30 to 40,000 miles. I know a lot of you don't do that. That's regular maintenance schedule. See, here's an example. Hyundai says that their coolant in their engine, or antifreeze, in most of its models should be replaced after the first 60,000 miles. Then, after that, they want you to replace it every 30,000 miles. You're all guilty. Every one of you. I guarantee it. Because nobody does that. Why do I know that? Because in the greasy garage here, I never get any calls, emails, texts, nothing concerning about, you want to change my coolant, my antifreeze, Mark? Severe service is what it's known as. I got more information on this. We're going to hit it real short, quick. When we come back, we're going to go in and take your calls at 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Crossing state lines, and I'm not buying candy. We're buying cars. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Oh, Oh, yeah, Nitrous 102, of course. That is for your higher-octane automobiles, folks. Yes, got to have a little more octane in the tank, make it go faster. Kaboom, kaboom. Huh? Yes, hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I want to kind of highlight antifreeze, coolant. A lot of you, like I said, this is like a bulk answer for everyone that's emailed. And thank you for emailing. When should I change my antifreeze? First off, you know, antifreeze... it's for ICE engines and diesel engines, of course, as you know, and you have to definitely recommend, you know, buying it already pre-diluted and you pour it in the whole bit. Make sure you do buy. I don't recommend the generic one. It might say it's good for all, you know, of the brands, Toyota and Lexus. Oh, that is the same brand. Mercedes and Volvo and General Motors and then Ford. No. I want you to buy, yes, the domestics, the Stellantis, the Ram, the Jeep Wrangler, you know, Ford. You can put the generic in that. But when it comes to, I want you to make sure Toyota's red, Volvo, Infiniti, you know, just exclusively Infiniti's like blue colored antifreeze, but on the 1 gallon, folks, it tells you the year. Infiniti, for example, on Audi, it tells you the year of that brand and how far it goes. So you can buy the blue antifreeze, but at the same token, it'll say right there, Infiniti for 4 years only. You know, it'll say the years 2011 through 2015. 2015 through 2020 is a different one. So make sure you do it right. You know, an antifreeze, it's a lubricant, coolant, got glycode in it, etc. Now, it does goo up. It is an oil base that's designed to lubricate your cooling system. So I want to just highlight, you know, like I was saying, that Hyundai says the coolant in their engine, or the antifreeze, is in most of its models, should be replaced when you first buy that car new after 60,000 miles. Get rid of it. Flush it out. Drain it. Flush it. Then... after that, every 30,000 miles. Some manufacturers recommend you drain and flush the engine's coolant system and change the coolant more than often. Vehicles subject to severe service. Now, it's a severe service. So that means you have to wait till, like, the severe service gets done at 85,000, 90,000 miles. It's too late, folks. It really is. It goos up. It causes barnacles from rust, literally. Of course, can you go down into the radiator and look at all that, into the combustion chambers around the combustion? No. Water pump? No. Now Chevrolet, some of the Chevrolets, they say to change it every 150,000 miles, period, 150,000 miles, regardless of how the vehicle's driven. No. Don't do it. It's not lifetime. Because we get our engines hot. We drive them and get them up to operating temperatures and they cool off sitting outside with the leaves falling on them. Or underneath the carport, they get cold all night long. And then you start them up again. So that coolant, that antifreeze, the glycode in there, actually will start breaking down. And that's not good. You need to drain and flush it. It's well worth it. You'll find out that you'll get better fuel economy. Besides that, you'll never have to come into the greasy garage and replace a water pump, let alone a thermostat. Some of you got those GMC Arcadias out there right now that you've probably, you know, raise your arm, wave your hand at me if you've had to replace the thermostat tube underneath that intake manifold on that V6. Spendy. Thank you for the brand new wing on my shop. Yeah, it costs money. So just have it drained and flush it. Even if you don't know how to flush it, you know, and it's kind of hard today on the new cars, at least drain it and put some new in. Do not start your vehicle up when you're pouring the new antifreeze in. Perfect. It's an Auto World tip. We got to keep them coming. That's what it's all about. Now, 1 millionth Toyota Camrys have been sold. But one thing that hasn't been sold, they wanted them. There was an abandoned, and still is, abandoned airplane hangar, folks, in Pennsylvania. It yields inside that abandoned airplane hangar rare classic cars from the 50s and the 60s that are lined up, a barn full of them, called, well, an airplane hangar, abandoned, American classic cars. Yeah. Well, The guys at Iron Trap Garage found out about this. They wanted, of course, to seal the deal, find the owner, and buy this whole entire abandoned airplane hangar full of these classic cars. Well, they almost got the deal done, but anyway. Most cases, there might be one or two, three examples of these cars out there that are this rare. But these neglected classics showed up in this abandoned airplane hangar, and the team at Iron Trap Garage, they went over, took a look, and they found out, you know, there was quite a few beautiful, in western Pennsylvania there, beautiful cars. And they found out that this is another, you know, why I'm going down this highway here, because I'm going to help you with your car that I feel that you've abandoned your car, your classic car, your hot rod, your street rod, your everyday driver. Well, what they did, they started looking at the cars, trying to figure out a value to give the owner. Well, what did they find? They found that, in fact, there's rodents got in the cars. They were making nests out of the seats, eating them, gobbling them up, making nests, ripping them apart. Rodents. And they found out that there was a lot of TLC to happen here. American classics. I mean, from the 50s and 60s, and the airplane hangars. There's another alert that just came in. That's a good one. Okay, Delivering David's doing his job. Awesome. Here's some of the classic cars that were in this abandoned airplane hangar. A 1948 Chrysler. Yeah, the very first generation of Buick Wildcat. How about the 73 Buick Riviera was in there? 56 Dodge DeSoto, folks. Cadillac DeVille, 1969. Chrysler Imperial. A Pontiac Tempest convertible. Well, what the guys there at the Iron Garage found out was that after looking at them, yeah, they wanted all of them, absolutely. The 64 Buick Riviera that was available right there, Nailhead. Had the Nailhead 425 cubic inch 7.0 liter, folks. V8. With four-barrel carburetors, with an S on the end, carburetors. It was a Nailhead 425, very, very rare Buick Riviera. Very rare. There it was abandoned. See, back in that day, that Super Wildcat made 360 horsepower. Yep. With only a 3-speed automatic gearbox underneath it. But the whole point here is that they found out, you know, looking at the numbers and all that, they never did get the deal done. They offered, but they never got them. They never bought them. They're still sitting in the abandoned airport hangar. Yeah, we're going to come back. I got, a couple things we need to talk about your abandoning. You're abandoning your car, aren't you? I hope not. In maintenance. Let's get it fixed. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back with Brake Light History.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the protection of civilians in Gaza.
Blinken is meeting with Egypt's president on Sunday. Mideast leaders are hoping to prevent a wider conflict. The latest numbers as of Sunday morning indicate that more than 2,400 people have been killed in Gaza and 9,200 injured. In Israel, 1,400 people have been killed and 3,500 wounded.
FBI Director Christopher Wray reported domestic threats have surged as conflicts in Israel escalates. Wray acknowledged the increase in threats due to the heightened environment, calling for increased vigilance and requesting that police continue to share intelligence and observations. Actress Suzanne Somers has died after a long battle with breast cancer. Somers gained instant fame in the mid-70s as Chrissy Snow on the ABC hit comedy Three's Company. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. You, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, we love you. And in kitty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, what will be near, far, in a motor car? Oh, what a happy time we'll spend! Bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang, kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. We love you and him. Kitty kitty bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang. What we'll do near, far, in our motor car. Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, kitty kitty bang bang.
Isn't that the truth? That smelly thing making the noise, banging down the road. Get it fixed. It should not be smelling, folks. We can get that gasoline ice engine just as clean can be. But if your engine light's on, it will not be clean smelling. It's time right now to talk about something that we all take, well, we take it for advantage. Two little things on the back of your ride. Yes, the tail lights, the brake lights, to be exclusive. Let's talk about brake lights. I have the history for you. Why not? Something that you are, after the show, going to ask your friend, relative, wife, significant other to come back and look at the brake lights to see if they're on. Or here's another Auto World tip, AW tip. If you're in the garage, close the garage door. You don't need to even start it up. Just turn the key on. I don't want to have the fumes in the garage while you've got the garage door closed. You're using the garage door to see if the brake lights are on, because you'll see them in the rear view mirror light up, and it's going to be red. That's how you do it, by yourself, right there. Or you can go outside, you know, pull out, put it in reverse, put the garage door down, back up. Don't back into the garage door. Hit the brake lights, because you're going to stop before you hit the brake, the garage door, and you'll see two brake lights being on. At the same time, turn your blinkers on to see if your blinkers are working, then turn your lights on to see if the taillights are on. You'll see all that red right there on your garage door. Tail lights and brake lights, folks, were introduced around 1915. And by 1919, low beam or dipped beam headlights were available. CL beam headlights were introduced in 1936 and standardized as the only acceptable type in the United States in 1940. Self-canceling turn signals were developed in 1940. All that in one package. Yep, when we come back, well, from the next break, who invented the car brake light? Can you imagine? So simple. Woo, it's time. He's in the house. Eddie, the engine emailer. Email bag, please. Thank you. I'm going to dig into this email bag and see if we can find one. There's one. There's another one. There's another one. Oops. Okay, let's see here. Thank you, Eddie. The Yugu horn tells me it's time to go to the email bag, and this one I cannot read, so let's do it again. I mean, the email bag, there it is. Okay, see, if you don't want me to read it live on the air, I'm sorry about crumbling all these up here, Eddie. Oh, dropped one. There it is. Okay, I got one. Where? Right there. Okay, sorry about that. I had to get this Dodge Viper chairs in the way now. Okay, we got the email. The first one I could not read. See, this. Thanks for listening, folks. I said if you did not want me to read it live on the air, just put it on the email and I will not read it. This one I can. Hey, he's in Idaho. Awesome. Up north. Oh, yes. Mark, we are looking at buying a new car and wanted your opinion on what brand you would recommend. We want to buy a luxury brand, which, as you know, are twice the money as a conventional brand. Are they worth the money, Mark? Appreciate you every week. Tune in every week up here in Sandpoint, Idaho. Pete, thank you. I appreciate it. Beautiful up there in Sandpoint. We're actually going to be up there Thanksgiving up in Sandpoint, so I'll stop by, Pete. Give me your address. I've got a little gift for you. You can stop by. Of course, that's going to be Thanksgiving. That's not too far off. By the way, there will not be a turkey in the bag. There will be some detail products in the bag for you, Pete, up there in Sandpoint. Let's do a shout-out to our great Audible affiliate. There's our shout-out horn. Woo! The 12-volt battery is not corroded, and it works. Shout-out goes out to KSPT AM 1400 and also FM 105.3. KSPT AM 1400, FM 105.3. That's right there in Kootenay, Priest River, Clark Fork, Ponderay, East Hope, Sandpoint, Idaho, and everyone in between there is around. Thank you. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate being up there. Beautiful town, beautiful pine trees, beautiful lake. I'm smelling the pine trees right now, Pete. Ah, yes. I'm smelling the brand of car that I'm going to recommend to you. Now, this is actually pretty easy, Pete. The luxury brands. First, let me answer the question. You say they're twice the money as a conventional brand. Okay. Yes, they are spending. You got the BMW, you got the Mercedes, you got the Infiniti, you got the Porsche, you got the Lamborghini, you got the Ferrari, you got the Koenigsegg. I said it, the Koenigsegg, one of my favorite cars of all time. I will never, ever, I better not say that. Money-wise, it's going to be forever for me to find that kind of millions of dollars for a Koenigsegg. Sports car, you got the Veyron. Oh, it just goes on and on and on, Pete. It is, they are. They're worth the money, Pete. They really are. And I could go on for about 2 hours on what do you get for the money. But I will not. First off, Pete, you need to go and drive these luxury brands. You need to get in them. You need to see if you like the fit and the finish. And if you like the fit and the finish, when you climb into the cockpit, I want you to not only sit in it, I want you to drive it. I want you to corner it. I want you to accelerate it. Hit the go pedal. I want you to hit the brakes as hard as you can, Pete. I want you to feel what you're paying for. See, the thing is when you try to stop a luxury car, folks, it's not only going to stop, but you're going to stop, period. You're going to stop. No sliding. No hesitation. you got four piston calipers, luxury cars stop now. And you know what? How you rate the speed of an automobile, folks, is by how big the brakes are on it. See, like a Porsche. A Porsche's rotor is about as big, it's literally as big as the wheel. There's just enough clearance for the wheel to spin. Now, if you take a rotor that big and you put on a four-piston caliper, it's going to stop, isn't it? You know what that tells you? That automobile flat goes from 0 to 60 in a matter of seconds. No seconds, milliseconds. That's what you're paying for. Now, let's add the safety word on, Pete. You're getting the safety to the point of no return. The safety, they spend so much money on safety on a luxury car to make sure that you're getting what you're paying for. Double the safety. Yeah, in fact, the airbag recall. You won't find too many luxury cars with an airbag recall. Yeah, because they get the cream of the crop. They get the best. So they're worth the money. But, Pete, I want you to drive it. I want you to look at the application you're in, Sandpoint, Idaho. I want you to think about the brand. I want you to think about where you live with the snow up north in Sandpoint, Idaho. The snow means that you might want to stop and think about the word, back off the word car, and get you a luxury SUV, because I would like to see you in an all-wheel drive luxury automobile. Even Jag's got one out now. Jag it. Yeah. So you can get an SUV, luxury SUV, Pete, that's got all-wheel drive, and you can drive through that Sandpoint, Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, in 2 feet of snow. Go ahead. Push snow with the front spoiler, because they move through it. See what your money buys now? No chains needed. They're well worth it. But do drive them, Pete. Get what a car that, the SUV, excuse me, that works for you. If you've already got an SUV and you don't care if it gets rusty and rained on and snowed on like a Chevy Trailblazer, or I could go on forever there, but I won't, then buy yourself a very nice luxury sports car and hang on. Pete, give me an address. Got a gift bag for you. Detail Products, McGuire, Solution Finish, Wash Drops, Mothers, Adams. Got it all right in there. One bag. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We'll be right back, folks.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Watch out how we say that. Okay, drop the top and the price goes up. As long as the brake lights work. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Yeah, brake lights. Who invented the car brake light? Florence Lawrence did. Inventions involved into today's turn signals, of course, and brake lights. Thank you, Florence, for doing that. She did it. When she was asked why she never patented her invention. She never patented them, folks. The brake lights. She was a movie star. She explained that she was a movie star back in the day. The inventions, she said, were so simple for the good of all man and womankind. Now, of course, what happened? So she did not. She's the inventor. Florence Lawrence was the inventor of the involving today's turn signals and brake lights. She didn't have them patented, and they became patent later, which made that person money. And as you know, the old cars had brake lights and one light over there on the, was it the passenger side? Yes, it was. Yes. Okay, it's time. It is time now. Let's get to it. We've got to get to the top of the list, and that list is, well, we've got two lists we've got to get to the top of, and one of them concerns this word right here.
Propulsion.
Yeah, propulsion. I've got the top 10, folks, for you. Let's get to it. Then we're going to get to the get right up the list. Dougie, the five-stick Delahaye drummer, is in the house, and he is ready for the drum roll for the 2023 Best Engines and Propulsion Systems. The winners are, we start at the bottom, at number 10, Toyota, Nissan. I'm going up now. Toyota, Nissan, Mercedes-Benz, Lucid Air, Hyundai, Honda Accord Hybrid. Number 4 is the Ford Mustang Dark Horse with a 5.0 liter. This is the best engine, folks, of 2023. And I'm talking, they went through, oh, what did I say? How many? A lot. Number three on the list, the brand new Dodge Hornet RT. It has a 1.3 turbocharged four-cylinder PHEV. Number two on the list, get ready, Doug. Dougie. Number two on the list, Chevrolet Corvette Z06, 5.5 liter V8, folks. That's right. Number two on the 2023 best engines and propulsion systems. Number one, the winner is, Doug, you please do it. Good job, Dougie. Thank you.
Propulsion.
Oh, yes. And the winner goes to the BMW M2 with the 3.0-liter turbocharged six-cylinder is the number one engine for the 2023 of the best engines, folks. Do you have BMW yet? Maybe our friend up there, our charter member now, listening in Sandpoint, Idaho, might want to think about the BMW M2. 3.0-liter turbocharged six-cylinder. Hang on. Yes, that's what I am talking about right there. Okay, now let's get to the list. We got to get to it. See, last week, I was good. I never got to it. Yeah, we got a couple lists to do here. We got one that I wanted to get up to the top of the list, the top 10 most expensive and least expensive United States cities to buy a used car. We got to finish that list out. Number two on the list. We did do number three. Now, what this is, folks, you're crossing state lines, okay? Congratulations, because you're saving money. The top 10 most expensive and least expensive United States cities to buy a used car, cross the state line and get a better price. Number two on the list is Cincinnati, Ohio, folks. Comes in at $31,622 on an average, right there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, that's based upon the national average. We are coast to coast, as you know, you're listening coast to coast, thank you. The national average here in the United States is $34,227. So Cincinnati comes in at $31,622. Now, Dougie, the seven stick, how do you do it, Dougie? The number one slot goes to, drum roll please. Yes, he's got one symbol there. The number one slot goes to for the winner of the United States city to buy a used car in is Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio, folks, comes in. Ooh, just barely beats out Cincinnati, Ohio by a couple hundred dollars. It comes in at $31,458 on an average price of a used car. That is $2,769 cheaper than the average, folks. So, cross state lines. We're all heading to Cleveland, Ohio after the show. After the show, you got 7 minutes. We're all going to Cleveland to save $2,769 on a used car. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you a hand. Now, the $2,769 you can send to me. Okay. All right. Now it is time before the garage door goes down here at the Greasy Garage Shop. I have for you, as promised, 25 of the best-selling vehicles of 2023. Yeah. It's all about. Kelley Blue Book did this for you. The most popular vehicles in the United States. Well, they did a study, and these are in reflection of your wants, your needs, and desires of the market we're in. See, it's based upon Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, and then you got NADA.com, NADA, Yellow Book. They base the prices on national averages. So like where I'm at in Boise, Idaho, live in the Auto World Plaza, the four-wheel drives are going for the highest rate there are. In fact, the prices are on the moon here. So you might want to cross state lines. But let's get to it. Let's go up the list. Dougie, the seven-stick drummer. Dougie the Dell, I hate seven-stick drummer. Get ready. Let's go up the list. We left off, let's see here, a Jeep Wrangler. It was the Honda CR-V coming in six. Number five is a Toyota RAV4. Number four is the Tesla Model Y. Number three, the Ram Stellantis, the Ram pickup. Number two is the Chevrolet Silverado. The Chevrolet Silverado comes in two, folks, and it beats out number three slot, the Ram. The Ram pickup is 117,690 sold. The Chevrolet Silverado comes in 140,000 of them. That's almost 30,000 more. The number one slot for the 2023 best-selling vehicle of 2023. Dougie, the seven-stick Delahaye drummer, let's do it. Drum roll. And the winner is, goes to Ford. The Ford F-Series takes the number one spot at 212,516. That is almost, what is that, 80,000 more than the Chevrolet Silverado? And what's that, 100,000? More than 100,000 sold from the Ram in third spot. Number one slot goes to the Ford F-Series for the 25 of the best-selling vehicles of 2023. There you go. Love to do that with you folks, and it's positive. It gives you an idea of what you maybe should buy, or you might even feel really, really good about what? About the brand you might be driving. I know you've had some problems, but make sure you get in the dealer. Check the VIN number. Make sure you don't have any recalls and all. And, you know, that's what it's about. I plan on seeing you here next week. Thank you for joining me every week here in the Greasy Garage Studio. Sometimes we're down the hall in the NASCAR studio, the IndyCar. Oh, there's so many studios here in the Auto World Plaza. Why not? It's all about your auto world, isn't it? It is. So I look forward to you back here every week. Next week, trivia. Is there going to be another recall? Maybe. We'll find out. But good. Thank your local radio station you're listening to me on, your favorite radio station, of course. And thanks for tuning in. Remember, go to autoworldmedia.com for podcast. We'll see you back here next week. I'm Mark Evans. Plan to be with you next week. Thanks again, folks. Remember two things. Drive safe, motor on. I said motor on. Yeah. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.